Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Oh, hey, money-making unicorn. So I was inside of my high-ticket mastermind today and chit-chatting along with all of my Wonder Minders, and we were talking about branding, okay? We're talking about an elevated context of branding. We're not talking about colors and all that shit, right? We're not talking about your fucking logo. We're talking about your brand identity and how you scale from the inside out and what it feels like to be able to amplify that intensity of emotion that you feel about your business so that other people can really feel it too, right? And so this is just one tiny corner of branding. And we really sunk our teeth into it today to understand the context of where we're trying to go and what we're trying to build. So that we can reverse engineer faster and get to that scalability, lightning motherfucking speed. And one of the things that we barely touched on, and I want to elaborate on a little bit more, it wasn't the time and place inside the mastermind because we were really focused on that scaling portion. But for those of you who are just getting started and you're building your new brand identity and you're just kind of out there in the coaching world and you feel like you don't really know what the fuck to do yet, it's okay. We all went through that. We're like, fuck, what the fuck are we supposed to be doing right now? But let me give you a fucking words of wisdom here for a minute. So, you know, language matters, right? This thing that we use, our voice, where we're amplifying our thoughts and our ideas and we're putting them into constructs to help people understand. We're using our own analogies and our own experiences to articulate. We're moving that bouncing ball through people's minds to help them to follow our storyline in order to create identity and connection. So some people are going to get it and some people are not going to fucking get it. And that is, of course, the point, is not that everybody gets it. So first and foremost, give yourself fucking permission to piss people off. Give yourself permission for people to not get it. Give yourself permission to not be everything to everybody, because bitch, you don't want that shit anyways. It's fucking exhausting trying to be everything to everyone and appease the fucking gods. It's insanity. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to attract your true believer. And one of the best ways to do that is with language patterning. Okay. So if you're like, I don't know what the fuck that means, Nicole, while you're listening to my podcast, there's certain language patterns that I consistently use. There's phrases, there's cadences, there's even like specific word choice and diction. You're going to hear me say motherfucker a lot, right? There's a lot of swear words out there that I could use. I don't say shit very often. Even when I say it now, it doesn't really like roll off the tongue. I feel like I have to like force my lips to say it, but like motherfucker rolls off really well. You're going to hear me say cunt. You're going to hear me say Cuntosaurus Rex. You're going to hear these little idiosyncrasies. And of course, I'm just giving you the punchlines because it's fun when we're talking about swearing, but it's also lots of other things, like your true self attracts your true believer. The way you do one thing is the way that you do all things. Full saturation branding, golden butthole transparency. These are just some catchphrases that I use in my marketing. Now, what happens is that a lot of my clients and a lot of people that are in my free audience end up being in my vibration frequently, right? You're here listening to my podcast right now, probably because you were in the group and you watched a live, or maybe you're one of my clients. So something that happens in your mind is you start building an affinity with that and you start speaking like me. And of course, this is by design, right? It's like when we're using cadence and flow, we're actually creating a language pattern. And language pattern is what societies are built on. Think about that. Like if you have France and Italy, what's one of the biggest differences between the French and the Italians? They have a different language, right? They speak a different language. You go to Russia, different language. You go to America, different language, right? You go to Canada and they have that weird inflection where they say a boot. Language patterning helps us to identify time and place, where people are from, who they are, and what kind of identity they have. So an extra added layer of branding that you can do that helps your audience to identify is to create basically your own language. And I mean, not to the point of like being like Tolkien or anything, right? That could take your whole life. But I mean, your own language patterning that you use inside of your branding. And don't copy anybody else's. Okay. I didn't take golden butthole from somebody else. There's going to be universal truths that I use. Like, the way you do one thing is the way you do all things. There's going to be things like I say that like mindset is everything. But for me, I say mindset is motherfucking everything. And so I've added that inflection. You can take universal truths and then brand them with catchphrases and words that you commonly use. And you can create your own. And when you start to create your own, that is when your brand starts to become larger than life. That's when that iconic piece comes in where people start to relate. And also, your clients and your clients' clients and your audience, even your free audience, will start adopting these idiosyncrasies, which of course perpetuates your brand. Now, there's an upside and a downside to this, depending on how you motherfucking look at it, because you're going to feel like people are copying you. And that's the point. That's the point. It's the point for me to start a movement, right? And in order to start a movement and be a leader, you must also have followers, which means that there's going to be people that are going to copy what you say. I even have people that I don't know in my audience. I see them out in Facebook land, out in Facebook groups, saying things like butthole. They're saying golden butthole on their lives. And that's great because they're not copying me to the point where like, that's not going to lead right back to me, right? That's going to lead right back to me. All roads lead to Rome. And we're perpetuating that brand momentum and the wonder ripple out through the language itself. And remember that language is special because yes, there's the written word, but there's also the spoken word. And part of the spoken word, of course, is a vibration. So that is a feeling. When I say words into this fucking microphone, you are actually not just hearing them. You are feeling them because they're creating a little vibration inside of your ear hole and you're feeling my cadence. You're feeling my flow. So it's not just the words I say, it's the fucking way that I say them. The inflection itself can be part of your language brand identity. So you might be thinking to yourself, like, this is a lot of shit to think about, Nicole, but it's not. Because it's really just how you talk. So instead of trying to develop this, just start creating a little bit of awareness around the things that you say. And when you find yourself repeating catchphrases like your cat needs a bath, that's something that I say all the fucking time. And so now anytime anybody says anything about someone needing cats needing a motherfucking bath, people think of me. So that language patterning is part of my iconic branding, and all roads lead back to Wonderworld. So think about the things that you're already saying. Think about like inside jokes that you have with your friends or your family or your spouse. Shit you say to your motherfucking kids. Shit you say to your dog. The language pattern that you have with your dog. Bring that into your marketing because that's what helps people to remember who you are because you know this, right? It's not about what you say. It's about how you make people feel. And words have so much fucking power to elicit feeling, not just in what the words are saying and, you know, this carefully crafted analogy that you came up with, but also the inflection in your voice and the speed at which you speak. Like, think about it. The speed at which I speak is actually part of my brand. You'll hear me do this where I'll talk really fast, I'll make a whole bunch of points, and then I will slow down and be at this cadence to really enunciate my points. That's part of my branding. And not everybody does that, right? So when you're listening to me on a podcast, you know it's me. When you're seeing me on a live, like even if your eyes were closed and you couldn't see my face, you would know it's me, right? Whether that was from the cadence and the flow or the words that I'm saying. I don't sound like other people and neither do you. So don't try to. Don't use other people's language patterns. And this is hard to do. It's very difficult because when you're in the frequency and you're in the vibration of somebody else, you start to just fall into it. You probably did this in high school, right? You had like a group of friends and you would hang out and you guys all kind of started talking the same. That's because we're constantly reflecting the language pattern for a feeling of assimilation and a feeling of acceptance and belonging. And that's what makes you feel like you belong in something is that we all speak the same. We all speak the same motherfucking language and we become fluent. You want your audience to be fluent in your language. But since I'm a coach that coaches other coaches, I'm telling you both sides of the equation here. Okay. If I was a health coach, I would not. If I was a health coach, I would just want everyone indoctrinated into what the fuck I'm saying and how the fuck I'm saying it. And I would want everyone to say my words because that's how we perpetuate the movement, right? But since I'm a coach that coaches coaches, I'm telling you the other side of the equation. Is that, yeah, you can absolutely assimilate to my brand. Go ahead. It only brings me more clients. Thank you. I will take it. But if you do better and you become aware of the fact that you are assimilating to my brand, or not necessarily mine, but anybody else's, if you become aware of the brand assimilation, then you can break it. And you can notice like, oh, hey, I'm starting to sound like that guy. Like, I need to stop saying that. Like, I'm going to say this instead. And then you can choose to say something different than what your coach or the guy you listen to on the fucking podcast or the newscaster for that matter, whoever the fuck you're listening to, you can choose to break flow with their influence. And by doing that, you become a leader. Now, I'll tell you that something that really interesting that happens inside of my audience is that when I change things in my language patterns, I kind of watch to see how long it takes for you guys to start adopting it. And because the internet is a very big place, I can see you inside of other Facebook groups. For example, I will give you a great example. Okay. I think it was probably about a year ago now. I can't remember the timing, but about a year ago now, I changed the name of the group. Okay. It used to be Client Attraction Secrets for Wonder Women. And then I changed it to Unicorn Client Attraction Secrets for High Vibe Wonder Women. And when I started using the terminology high vibe, which of course I did not motherfucking make up, I didn't make that shit up, right? High vibe is something that a lot of people say, but I started putting it in front of entrepreneur. And I started calling out my target market and saying, hey, are you a high vibe entrepreneur? And you guys built an identity around that. And you said, yes, I am a motherfucking high vibe entrepreneur, which is exactly what I designed that to do, right? Instead of you calling yourself a struggling entrepreneur, which doesn't help you to fucking make money. It doesn't help you to be successful. I chose a moniker to call you so that you would, your higher self would respond to that and say, yes, I am a motherfucking high vibe entrepreneur. Or on the other side of the coin, no, I'm not a high vibe entrepreneur, Nicole. Fuck you. I don't want to talk to you. Just as effective. Repelling counts too, right? So I started saying high vibe. Now, something interesting happened. I watched and it took about 3 months. It took about 3 months, but an alarming amount of Facebook groups adopted the high vibe mentality and they started putting high vibe into their language pattern, into the name of their group, into their message statements, into their general sales copy. I started seeing high vibe everywhere and everyone started saying it. Why? Because people in my audience were influenced by this. And so they felt like, yes, I am a high vibe. So they do want to attract more of the same. That perpetuates a movement. And it's impressive. It's so cool to fucking watch. And also, if you want to be a leader, don't do that. Okay. Notice when you're assimilating into somebody else's leadership patterns and go create your own, because that will be just as powerful for you when you come up with your own shit, right? This is why the Wonder World movement works so well, is because so much of these things, so many of these things I truly think about, because I came from bartender world. I came from a world where we had a lot of steep competition. There's a bar on every motherfucking corner. Being able to delineate yourself from the other bars was a big deal. So we would work to come up with language patterns, work to incorporate that into the bartenders, the way the bartenders spoke to the customers. We would work on things like menu development, where we would take classic cocktails and then create a riff on them and create that spin and then see if we could perpetuate that cocktail to move from bar to bar, knowing that we were the bar that originated, right? And so because I understand these things, not just about branding, but how you generate a following, how you create regulars, because I understand these things, I can put these principles into my brand. And I do this in lots of different ways. Language patterning is just one of them. And it's something that I wanted to share with you guys because, hello, we're on a podcast, right? So it's extremely relevant. So I want you to think about this for yourself today. Take some motherfucking action and just start noticing the things that you say and start writing them down. Just start writing down like little catchphrases that you say, especially if they have like emotions tied to them, things that you think are funny or sad or happy or whatever. Like, start writing them down and then start using them in your audience. And I want you to notice how long it takes for your audience to start adopting them. Okay. The example that I like to use with this is pitching with passion. That is mine. I did come up with that. That was part of my brand element. I did this inside of my program before anybody else was saying pitching with passion. That was me. So I started saying pitching with passion, and now it's something that groups identify that as like, oh, this is a pitch with passion group. So everybody here is allowed to pitch with passion, right? Why? Because at the time when I developed this into my programs, I was building hundreds of clients, right? I was building hundreds of clients at this time. And so everybody else started calling it that because they didn't know what else to call it, because it wasn't just pitching. It wasn't just promote yourself. It was pitching with passion. And that phrase too, promote yourself, right? I didn't come up with that. I don't use that phrase, but one of the other coaches in our space does. And when she started using that and teaching it to all of her clients, they all started using it and it became a movement. And now everyone is so hyper aware of that promote yourself strategy. That wasn't just, it didn't just come out of the fucking ethers. Somebody came up with it. This girl came up with that and started using it and teaching it to her clients. And she had tons and tons of clients. She has a massive Facebook group. She has a huge audience. And so she started teaching people this promote yourself strategy and it caught like motherfucking wildfire. Why? Because it had a language pattern to it and a language pattern that she got to consistently repeat to her audience. And then her audience repeated it to their clients and boom. We have a movement. So it's highly effective, but you want to come up with your own shit, which is challenging, but you want to come up with your own shit that applies to your own brand so that it does create an identity. And it's not something that's just a generic universal truth. You can start with the universal truth, but you want to add that signature flair, that thing that nobody else has, that thing that makes you, you. Bring that shit into your language patterns, consistently use it in your brand and watch your movement flow because you don't need to wear any motherfucking pants to start a fucking movement. Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.